We're going to go ahead and pick up where we left off. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Mary and Martha to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and calling for you." When she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has already been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I had a sermon written. I had a plan, and then the week happened. And so those of you who are here regularly will know how rare it is that I stand before you with a notes, let alone a manuscript. Things would not let me go this morning. So as I prepared in the relative quiet of the church office on a Sunday morning, I know that I'm tired of rewriting sermons because of the events of a week regarding a gun and a school. We're just a small handful of days into Lent, and it feels like we've been in this 40-day wilderness for years. And yet, liturgically, theologically, today is supposed to be a little Easter, a little celebration in the midst of Lent. Today, Sunday doesn't count as one of the 40 days of Lent, because Lent, the journey to Jerusalem, can't really hold or contain Easter, or hold it back, or down, or steal center stage. Which brings us to Lazarus. He's dead. He's not sleeping. He's dead. He's in the tomb for 4 days, and in the King James Version, he stinketh. He has a bereaved family and a bereaved community. He has sisters, Mary and Martha, who are both actually a little ticked at Jesus. If you had been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus goes back to Judea over the protest of the disciples who know that the authorities are hunting for him. Jesus himself weeps outside the tomb. It is a quintessential Lenten story. Loss, grief, a dash of anger, some really slow disciples. It's a slow story, 44 verses, and it takes its time. Martha's faith is on display. If you had been here, he wouldn't have died. And even now, I know that if you ask, God will give you. And then, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, in response to Jesus saying that he is the resurrection and the life. Then Mary comes, and she too, finally on the same page with her sister, says that if Jesus had been there, their brother would not have died. And so they go to the tomb. There's a stone in the way. Jesus asks for it to be rolled away. Jesus prays, speaking to God, and commands Lazarus to come out. And Lazarus does. He comes out wearing the burial cloths. The people gathered, the crowd, the community, the family, they unbind Lazarus and take him away. And that's a little bit of Easter in the middle of this Lenten story. So what about us in this week? In this first week of Lent with another school shooting, in the first week of Lent with the heaviness of the prayer concerns of the last month, the last week, the last 4 days, what about us? When the families in Marshall County or outside of Boca Raton say that these deaths would not have happened if you were here, Jesus, where is our little Easter? When the word comes back from the doctor and it's not what we'd like, where is our little Easter? We can, and we do, hear this story as a prelude to Easter, a foreshadowing of what is to come. There's a dead man. There's the women at the tomb. There's a stone that needs to be rolled away. There's burial cloths. It's been way too long, 3 days, 4 days. This story is Easter writ large, isn't it? That's too simplistic. This isn't just a sneak preview of coming attractions like you'd see at the movie theater or a commercial for a later event. This is life and faith, and this is the messy of faith. So pay attention to how Easter shows up. It shows up in Mary and Martha. It shows up in a weeping Jesus. It shows up in a stone rolled away. It shows up in a man unwrapped from his burial bindings and led off home by his community and his family. And had we read verses 45 and further, we would have seen that it ends up with a community divided. Because some of the people go out and say, look at this miracle. And some of the people go tell the Pharisees what he's done. And they start to plot to kill Jesus. The question that is ringing in my mind and heart is this. How are we, as followers of Jesus Christ, showing Easter to a world that seems to perpetually live in Lent? Are we outside of the tomb weeping, calling for resurrection, demanding that the stone be rolled away, and going back into a Judea where it's not safe for us to be? Are we willing to follow the model of Emmanuel, which means, and be the body of Christ present in the midst of the pain so that God may be glorified and so that we can be faithful? Or are we the people who live in darkness who pretend that upon us light has not shined? Into every Lent, Easter falls. And Lent does not contain Easter. Easter breaks in and through and around Lent. When we splash the water on our foreheads in our baptisms, we die and we rise with Christ. Good Friday and Easter rolled into one. When we come into the sanctuary to feel me draw like charcoal on your foreheads, we draw a cross that reminds us that death does not win. Easter is what defines us, not Lent. Will you go out into the world and be the people of the risen Christ, even in the middle of a world this dark, this ashy, and this pain-filled? To God alone be the glory, this day and forevermore. Amen.